shiny white mellow mane speaks for Harry and Harry's place. Poor Harry.
Phoenix City.
Ha ha ha!
my front door. The biggest box I ever saw. There was a note that read this way: don't open me till yesterday.
Till yesterday.
Well, I brought it in the house and I put it on the bed. I looked it over carefully and scratched my head. Then I finally opened it and looked inside. When I saw what was in it, I was fit to be tied. Another box. How can it be? Another box. Addressed to me. Till yesterday.
Till yesterday.
Well, I tried to resist it, but my patience grew weak.
Besides, who would know it if I took a little peek?
So I got out the scissors and the ribbon I snipped. When I saw what was in it, I almost flipped.
Long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
baby, I don't care. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. I remain Belinda. And this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, as it has continued for, lo, these 33, 34? I don't know. Do I have to know? I don't know. A lot of years. 3 decades and a fraction of one. Harumph, I say. Anyway. Thanks all for being here, as always. Doing a lot of caucusing with Chris Major from Strike the Box tonight. He's already ready to start doing research for you. I love that about him. So you want to make sure you're in tune with Bubbles in the Think Tank for that next week. Yes, I am going to Phoenix for work, but then staying out there for a couple of days of just driving around the desert, because I love that. So that's all. And I moved, and there was a tornado on Cape Cod, and, you know, stuff and stuff and stuff. That's all. But I digress, as often I do. So let's pull it back together and turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. As we begin, we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org and get things underway with the initial radio obituary for Russell Smith, the American country singer, country music singer and songwriter. He was the lead singer of the Amazing Rhythm Aces, and then he signed to Epic Records in 1988, had a solo career with his highest charting single, I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight, peaking at number 37 in 1989. Later on, he became the lead singer of the bluegrass novelty group Run C&W. His greatest success was as a songwriter for others, penning number one songs for Randy Travis, T. Graham Brown, Don Williams, and Ricky Van Shelton. Russell Smith just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've circumnavigated the Pacific Ocean, 16,000 feet in the air. When I tried to check out my emotions, I found part of them were there. Oh, I've seen a lot of stuff, never seems to be enough to me. Well, can't I be satisfied? Victim of the media saturation, what you call your sensory overkill. I know it's a pitiful situation, but I just can't wait for my next thrill. Though I've got a lot of stuff, never seems to be enough to me. Why can't I be satisfied? But it won't burn. Well, maybe you could light a spark. sitting in the dark. Won't you please help me be
Initial radio obituary is for Rutger Hauer, the Dutch actor, writer, and environmentalist. In 1999, he was named the best Dutch actor of the century by the Dutch public. You know, if you trust them. His career began in 69 when he started working in Dutch television. He went on to appear in Soldier of Orange in 1977, which is where he gained his initial recognition. He was in American films including Nighthawks and Blade Runner. In the 1990s, he moved into low-budget films. Yes, he made the conscious choice to move into low-budget films. But films included things like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, in 1992, Batman Begins in 2005, and The Bubbles in the Think Tank Near and Dear, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind in 2002. Rucker Howard just passed away at 75. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Of course, Mr. L. Wake up slowly, but don't move yet. You will need time to recover, and welcome back. My name is Voitkampf. I am your hard-headed shrink. My genetic team handled the damaged DNA in your head. You are as good as new.
Maintenance keeps quality.
I will help you adjust to all things changed. Keep you up to date. Now, tell me the last thing you remember.
We'll be right back.
by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I continue to be Belinda. This remains Bubbles in the Think Tank. My closet doesn't work that way anymore. I'm very discombobulated tonight. But that's okay. You still seem to be enjoying things here in the midst of the radio obituaries. Let's see here. And I am totally someone who's lost track already, which is ridiculous, for being on the next radio obituary. Not even that far in. For Rud Jacobs, the Dutch jazz bass player and producer, husband of Rita Reyes. He worked with jazz greats including Toots Thielemans, Tony Bennett, Louis Armstrong, Stan Getz, Jerry Mulligan, and Sarah Vaughan. And I just have to say, doing this show and these obits, is there anybody that Stan Getz didn't play with? That's the question. It's ridiculous. Rud Jacobs just passed away at 81. It's the next radio obituary, starting out with one of those songs right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Then you can understand just what I mean. All through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on a Saturday night you go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. Now my birdie and me were sewn the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in please." And before we could even bet an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife. And over in the corner was a beat of grand being played by a big fat piano man. And some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such carpet and shop until the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such carpet and shop until the break of dawn. Now my birdie and me, we fill right in and we holler, "Let the joy begin!" Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell in the floor. Now the wind was screaming and jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid!" I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached up and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling shop until the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling shop until the break of dawn. I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like a headless in fighter's dance. Now I tried to crawl in the bathtub, but the policeman said, "Why are you going there, bub?" Now the gutters are there like a house of fire, put us all in that black marae. Now they might have missed a pitiful view, they got both me and my buddy too. We headed for jail in a dazed condition, they booked each one of us on suspicious. Now a chick came down and with my bail, and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get the fishy ride, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling shop until the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never see such scuffling shop until the break of dawn.
See, what does this make it? The pre-ant penultimate radio obituary is for Yao Li. She was a Chinese singer, active from the 30s through the 70s, and considered one of the seven great singing stars of Shanghai in the 1940s. She just passed away at 97. It's our pre-ant penultimate radio obituary for Yao Li, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh,
antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bob Frank, the American musician, singer, songwriter, and composer. His debut self-titled record was issued on Vanguard in 1972. Let's see here. He toured and recorded with Memphis singer-songwriter John Murray, shared the stage with Gus Cannon, Jimmy Driftwood, Lightnin' Hopkins, Tim Buckley, and Towns Van Zandt. He was also a paid songwriter for Tree Publishing. Bob Frank just passed away at 75. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
25 in my pocket. If I'd ever found a love that would not fail, I'd never have come here at all. So come on, you ramblers, gather you round. If you've got spend it all on drink, or I swear that I think your trouble may never end.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Paul Krasner, the American author, journalist, comedian, and founder, editor, and frequent contributor to the free thought magazine, The Realist. That was first published in 1958. He became a key figure in the counterculture of the 1960s as a member of Ken Kesey's Merry Pranksters, and he's also a founding member of the Yippies. Paul Krasner just passed away at 87. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I moved from New York to San Francisco in 1971, and I had accumulated so much stuff, it was just incredible that I decided I didn't want to bring it all across the country. And so I had a garbage can on either side of me and then a carton here. And I would say, junk, junk, throw away, garbage, 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 keep, junk, junk, keep, junk, 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 garbage. And I would do that. And once in a while, I'd come upon something that I wasn't sure. It didn't compute. And for example, I found a little card this size by some doctor, and it said, "The anal sphincter, a very important muscle." They had all these details about why it was an unheralded muscle. And I just put it in my pocket. What I worshipped, I had a Donald Duck with eight arms, a papier-mâché Donald Duck. And it had two names. You could either call it Shiva Duck or Donald Sutra. And, you know, whatever people do works. And so I prayed to this Donald Duck with eight arms, and it worked. So I brought that 3,000 miles with me, and, I mean, that was a must. One time I came home, and there was something strange about the room, and I tried to figure out what it was, and then I was able to zero in on my Donald Duck and realize it now had 10 arms instead of eight. And so I got up close to it and saw that the two extra arms were actually shoelaces, you know, in the packages still, that looked very similar to Donald Duck's arms. And I didn't find out until a little bit later that my friend Ken Kesey had been around. And this was Kesey's way of showing affection by doing a little personal prank like this. So I was invited by Stuart Brand, who published the Whole Earth Catalog, to co-edit with Kesey the last supplement to the catalog. And when I came west, I met Kesey. He was sitting in the backyard of the house he was staying at. And on the table outside was an electric typewriter with a wire going into the house. And right above him on a tree limb was his parrot, Rumiako. And Kesey was just sitting there, and every once in a while, Rumiako would go, rawk, 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 and Kesey would type something. And then it would be still, and then after a while, Rumiako would go, rawk, rawk, and Kesey would type a little bit more. And I felt embarrassed. I thought I had stumbled in on some literary secret ritual here. And finally, he saw me, and we called each other by our last names in the Pranksters because there were so many Kens and Pauls, so it was Kesey and Krasner, later shortened to Keys and Kras. And so Kesey looks up and says, "Krasner, I was just sitting here thinking about the anal sphincter." I said, "Oh, my card." The These are moments when the line between coincidence and magic gets very blurry. And you have to, you know, have your own personal paradigm shift. One time, I was staying at what was known as the Psychodrama House. And Kesey would come around each morning, and we would have granola in the kitchen and ginseng tea, and then we would drive up to the garage, this big garage where the production was for the last supplement. And one day Kesey was in the kitchen, and I saw him take a box out of the pantry and pour some powder down into his crotch. And I said, "What are you doing? What is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's cornstarch. I've used cornstarch on my balls for years." And I said, "Wow, that sounds like, since the Whole Earth Catalog was supposed to be about information and tools, we thought, you said, why don't you do like a little public service announcement for that?" And so it was on the inside back cover. There were four photos of Kesey, you know, step one, open the box, two, pour it down. And then with his words, I want to read it here because I want to say exactly what he wrote. "You know how it is when you're swarthy anyway and maybe nervous, like on a long freeway drive, or say you're in court where you can't unzip to air things out and your clammy old nuts stick to your legs?" He was projecting his own gender, of course. "Well, a little handful of plain old cornstarch in the morning will keep things dry and sliding the whole hot day long. Works better than talcum and you don't smell like a nursery. Also good for underarms, feet, pulling on neoprene wetsuits and soothing babies' bottoms. And it's biodegradable." When I interviewed Kesey, he decided that we shouldn't do it on tape. We should just have two electric typewriters on my dining room table and pass paper back and forth. I would type a question and pass it to him. Because, you know, you try to be glib when you're talking, but you have false starts and unfinished sentences and run-on sentences. And he's a writer, and so he chose his words very carefully. Then he would pass it back to me, and I would have either a follow-up question or a new question. And we were in the middle of doing this when my bell rang downstairs. And it was a friend, a writer named Ron Rosenbaum, who wanted to borrow a cup of acid. And so I said, "Okay, but we can't talk now because I'm in the middle of interviewing Kesey." And so he was very excited because he thought he'd hear these great responses. And all he saw was us passing paper back and forth and typing. And so he didn't stay too long. After we put out the Whole Earth Catalog, Stuart Brand and I became roommates. And I had a little room in his apartment. And on my wall, I had a photo of my daughter, and I had a poster of Richard Nixon. It was very campy because he was quoting from his first inaugural speech about the decline of civilization, not realizing that he was talking about his own contribution to it. And I had a picture of Geronimo, the Native American, whom I really admired. And I came home, and there was something amiss, and I zeroed in and saw that it was Richard Nixon, who had originally been looking to the right, was now looking to the left. And it was like one of those face of Jesus dishes that you see in a novelty store. As you're passing, the eyes follow you, and you walk back and the eyes go back. But I looked closely and saw that the eyeballs that were originally on the right had been whited out, and now new eyeballs had been painted in on the left. And this was out of character for Stuart Brand. I said, "Hey, Stuart, did you do that?" He said, "No, but Kesey was around for a while." And so, of course, I should have known by those telltale tracks of cornstarch that were leading up to the wall. So I'm dedicating this album to Kesey. And everybody thinks of him, since he died, from their own particular perspective. So there are a lot of people who think that he's on that great psychedelic bus in the sky that's being driven by Neil Cassidy, and Tim Leary is supplying the acid, and Jerry Garcia is strumming on the guitar there. But the other people have different relationships with him. My favorite was his granddaughter, who, when she learned that Kesey had passed away, she said, "But who's going to teach us how to hypnotize chickens now?"
And that sounds like a reason why you like to hang out at Bubbles in the Think Tank. At least I hope it is. The ultimate radio obituary is for Art Neville, the American singer, songwriter, and keyboardist from New Orleans. Part of the Neville Brothers, he was a founding member of the Meters. He also played in the spinoff group, the Funky Meters. He played on notable recordings, including Bubbles in the Think Tank classic, Lady Marmalade by LaBelle. He played with Paul McCartney, Lee Dorsey, Robert Palmer, Professor Longhair. So many people. Art Neville just passed away at 81. It's the ultimate radio obituary for him, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Zing, zing.